Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, but most importantly, a student, a constant student, never ending. And let me just start off right off. I do not pretend to have all of the answers. I do not pretend to have all of the solutions, but what I can tell you, 100% without exception, is that when you practice, is that happiness is a practice skill. And when I say it's a practice skill, it starts with recognizing, focusing on the programming that keeps us unhappy. And let me just go right to the point. When I talk about happy, because that poor word happy, boy, oh boy, what a shame with that word happy. People don't like that word. Some people don't like that word. I get a lot of really angry angry comments, emails on social media. But one thing I do know is that the comments, anytime someone is triggered by anything I say, and that includes me, if I say I'm triggered by anything that happens or anybody says something and I'm triggered, all triggers, guess where they originate from? The past, yesterday. So the practice is living in the present moment. Anyway, let me just get back because, you know, I'm, let me just get back to the beginning of the show. Happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner. I said that already. My point is this. The definition of happiness, let me just give you my definition. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what happens. This, it is not your circumstances. Where's my little list here? I wrote everything out, and now, of course, I can't find it. And that's what happens. Let me see, where's my list? I just had it. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Your inner peace and your happiness do not depend on your circumstances. But you already know that. Your inner peace and your happiness does not depend on anything external. Your inner peace and happiness depend on what you practice on a daily basis. It depends on your practice. It depends on your focus. It depends on your perspective. It is an ongoing practice. And I'm going to say that for me, I'm just speaking about myself, I went on this journey. Let's say backwards. Because when I was younger, I've said this millions of times, but I get new listeners all the time, and welcome new listeners. When I was younger, you know, when you make a wish, when you're blowing out the candles on your birthday cake, I always wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential. I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't have a plan. I just said, Universe, just let me live to my potential, whatever that is, whatever it looks like. There was nothing specific. And then the second thing I always wished for is I wanted to be happy. And like the programming, I'm thinking that I'm going to be happy with achievements. I'm going to be happy with titles. I'm going to be happy with a certain amount of money in my bank account. I'm going to be happy with traveling, everything external. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, was I disappointed because I had a lot of expectations. I remember when I was married, we would take two trips, a trip in the summer and a trip in the winter. And I'm talking about skiing trips. And, oh, I just know that if I go to Aspen, yeah, let's go to Aspen. Oh, after Aspen, Switzerland, yeah. Now I'm here to tell you that absolutely all of those moments, accomplishments, travels, yeah, they're there for a moment. You can get excited in the moment. I can get all passionate in the moment. Wow, look at the Matterhorn. But I'm here to tell you that regardless of where I've traveled in the world, all of the peace is found within. Backing up to this happiness, when I say happiness, it is an energy. It is a personal energy that I'm talking about. It is a personal energetic foundation. Each one of us, I don't know about you, but I prefer to vibrate at a, let's see, I don't want to use the word higher. I prefer to vibrate, I'm going to say higher, a higher vibration, higher consciousness. That's my preference. And if that is my preference, and it is, it's up to me to do the work, to do the practice, to do what's necessary to maintain it. A 100% of my work, 100% of my practice is done in the mirror. And when I say mirror, I'm talking about me and the universe, me and God, me and the source, me, my relationship with God is all in the mirror. And meaning, I look for solutions. I look for solutions within. Let me just back up a little bit because I want to be a little bit more clear. Let me just back up. Let me give you a perfect example. How many of you have buttons that can be pushed? I know I can. I know I do. But what I share is, if you have buttons, it's up to you to eliminate your buttons. Let me share one of the common. Oh my goodness! What is it? 45 years with this, and the customer service still manages to hit. But let me say, a couple of days ago, I called customer service, and of course, I must have asked maybe 5 or 6 times to speak with the supervisor. You know, just the common everyday what bothers. No, you can't. They can't help you. Yes, someone else can help you. I mean, just the constant. What do I want to say? What do I want to say? Frustration, and let me be very clear, my ego is frustrated. And there is a big separation between the two. Before I go on, if you want to speak with me live, you can call the number 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And then on Wisdom, you can always just ask to join the show and make a comment. I love questions. Back to the customer service. We talked about this last week. We talked about the constant chatter. But I talked about getting angry, all of these emotions. And let me reiterate. We are always feeling because we're human. The program is putting a label and a judgment on those feelings. I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling sad, whatever the feeling is, know that feeling is a program. And let me get back to the very beginning. One of my best friends, in fact, he's the opposite of me. He does a lot of research, and now what we're doing is we're studying, researching babies. When does the ego make its first showing? Does anybody know the research on that? When does the ego make its first showing? And I think it's after a few months, but one of the things that my, I'm going to call him colleague, said in his research, he says that babies, you know how long babies remember things? I believe it. I'm going to have everything written down. I mean, all the research, a link to the research, but babies, maybe 2 days, they have a memory, maybe less. So in other words, if you, the memory, all of the judgments, all of the problems, all of the buttons that are being pushed is based on the past, is based on yesterday. But a baby, a child, a baby before programming, that state, in fact, hold on, oh, here we go. Here's my research. I looked it up today. And this is, and if you know me, you know I don't really cite Bible verses or what's in the Bible. But one of the things that is really that is really interesting in this journey of growing and evolving is it says, let's see, Jesus said, unless you turn and become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That's in Matthew. This is another one, Mark. And then they're bringing the children to him so he may touch them. But when Jesus said, so my point is, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is my interpretation. You ready? Be like a child. Well, what, observing a child, especially a baby, they come into this world without this idea of being separate. You follow me? Separate from the all. That is a slow, slow, gradual coming into, no, you're separate. You're not one. You know how the teachings are, we're all one, we're all unified? Well, the baby comes to earth as one, meaning as one linked and connected to all. And then what happens? Then what happens? You know what happens. The slow evolution of who am I? I'm telling you right now, my journey and my practice is reverting back. How do I get back to? How do I get back to being in the moment? How do I get back to, no, letting go of the stories. I'm here to share that these stories of why I'm feeling a certain way or why something is happening is suspect. I talked to my son a couple of days ago, and because he can feel energy, he says, Mom, I've never felt you so relaxed. And it has nothing to do with my life or my circumstances, because trust me, I've got a neck that cannot turn to the left all the way. I have a hip that just was replaced and it's given me problems, all of it. So it's nothing to do with my circumstances or pain or financial issues or even legal issues, none of it. I am watching, witnessing, focusing. In fact, I challenge you to just pay attention to that, those stories, those constant things, the constant stories that push, quite frankly, this is how I describe it, push who I really am out. I'm not my ego. I'm not that person that finds fault with someone else. I'm not that person that's not me. I'm that baby. The real me is that baby who came here, who is not into, who quite frankly at a certain age, they don't even get attachments to people. You can one of the things that a friend of mine said, this was years ago, that if a baby is young, he's not saying, well, this is my mother. The attachments, the ego starts growing when the attachments start coming. The attachments are part of the ego. The blaming is part of the ego. The separation is the ego. So my point is reverting back, going back to who you were when you first came. I sure am hoping this makes sense. Let me just say this. When I talk about the foundation of happiness, again, happiness is an energy. I'm not talking about not accomplishing, not having titles or having money or winning awards, but know that the accomplishment, that what you're doing, the doing, has nothing to do with any peace internally, at least not for long. You may have it for a minute or two. Let me get back to the foundation of happiness. I do a lot of talking about what to eliminate. Let me share with you what to practice. What behaviors add to a foundation of contentment? And that is really the word that most people get and most people understand when I say contentment. How that feels to be able to be content in all moments, to be able to vibrate peace in all moments, not just some moments. So the practice is telling yourself the truth, recognizing that you are separate from that ego, the one that is constantly, you know, that malcontent, that discontented entity. There's something wrong. There's something needs to change. There is nothing that you need that you do not have in this moment. But your ego will tell you differently. There is nothing that you need that you do not already have. When I talk about having a stiff neck, I got a massage last night. And so I don't know why, after 6 months, I finally asked him, hey, can you recommend a chiropractor? And sure enough, all of a sudden, I have one of the best chiropractors that I'm going to be able to see. Did I need a chiropractor 6 months ago? My ego would say yes. Did I need a chiropractor 3 months ago? See, that's what I'm saying. You have everything that you need in every moment. At least that's what I practice. Choosing your perspective. And when I talk about foundation, backing up. I started this journey, remember when I said I wanted to live to my potential and I wanted to be happy? Well, I started on this journey looking for a purpose, thinking that finding my purpose was going to bring me happiness, or finding my purpose was going to be fulfilling. The fulfillment. And see, that's a word. So I'm trying to stay away from the words and really stay with the energy. The fulfillment comes with knowing the truth that I could be in a jail cell and feel contentment. I could be if I'm conscious, in intensive care and still feel contentment. I got this really angry woman. I had to block her. I got this really angry woman attacking me online about, but see, it's not personal. It's not. This is an impersonal world. Let me get back to the foundation of happiness. Making, wanting this vibration of contentment number one. Number one, I get a lot of pushback on that. No, we're human. You're supposed all of this. No, I get a lot of pushback. And all I'm here to say Is it the ride that I'm on, the ride that you're on? Is a lot easier when I practice living consciously, accepting others, surrendering what's happening in the moment, humbling my ego, trusting, letting go of the illusion of control. I don't have to, I'm not controlling this. If I had control over, do you think that this my life wouldn't look the way it looks? If I had control, it would look, it would feel a lot different. What about you? So if I'm giving up, I've already given up. I've surrendered. If I don't have control, and if it is a divine plan, the only thing that I need to do is enjoy it. Let me get back to making a commitment. There was a video I saw online, and it was a bear in a forest, and someone set up a mirror. I don't know if you've seen this. Set up a mirror in the forest, and a big black bear, looks at this mirror, and he thinks it's a bear. So he's startled, and he's running around, and he starts attacking the mirror and jumping on the mirror. And I'm here to tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not comfortable. Looking in the mirror and saying, what do I need to do? How can I shift? How can I change? All of the programming, you're upset, you're angry, all of that, how about you're just human feeling? You're human and you're feeling. Let go of the stories telling you why you're feeling that way. I promise you, you're going to find more peace. Feel what you feel, but let go of the stories explaining it. Let go of the stories that tell you why. Be conscious of using that word because. When you use that word because, it is limiting. It is very limiting because it's like, I know, my little pea brain knows because. No. There's limitations in that word because. All I'm trying to do is share with you, open up more possibilities, more. The limiting, the narrow, I can only see a certain circumstance one way. Know that your ego's got you by the short hairs. If you can't find another perspective that in any way that's going to, that scratch that. One, you know that it's the ego when you're feeling discontentment, period. You know that it's the ego when you're looking out into the world and you're judging and you're finding that, oh, what a horrible world this is. Know that that's a program and know that that's your ego. That's all I'm saying. Let me open my eyes on this one. Let's see. Okay, I told you that one. Oh, Valentine's Day. let me just jump off really quick the baby thing. Let me stay with the baby just for a second. So my point is, the practice is, who was I before the programming? Did I blame? Did I compare? Did I judge? Suffer the little children. Let's go to Valentine's Day and the obligation that some, scratch that, I'm just going to speak for myself, what I used to do is obligate everybody that I said I loved, Boy, oh boy, oh boy, if that Valentine's Day wasn't observed, there wasn't special day, if I didn't get the flowers or the cards or the dinner, oh boy, was I disappointed. The holidays, why can't we celebrate Valentine's Day on, I don't know, March the 1st? Christmas on July the 2nd? Thanksgiving in May? Be mindful of the programming that says something needs to look, feel like fill in the blank. I Googled the search happiness. You know, it's over a billion when you're searching. Billion searches. Happiness is a serious problem. There is a lot of anger. There is a lot of anger out in the world. But the good news is the higher your vibration, the higher your energy counters all of that other energy. So whatever your energy is your contribution. I've said this a million times too. Whatever your energy is in the morning, in the morning and afternoon and evening, in the moment is your contribution. Let me back up just a little bit and ask you a few questions. Let me ask you a few questions, my dear audience. Boy, oh boy, am I discombobulated today. And see, that's the thing. Let me get back to the self-monitoring, self-criticizing, I need to do more, all of the self-improvement. I get all of that. But before we do all of the work, before we do all of the practice, comes acceptance of self exactly where you are. And in fact, acceptance of self in the moment, and then when you practice accepting yourself in the moment, regardless of what's going on, guess what? You'll be able to practice more accepting of self later. It's easy. The more you accept, the more you practice accepting who you are, where you are in any moment, the easier it's going to be. The first plan of action is always acceptance. The second plan of action, is just trusting that whatever the moment is presented, whenever the moment is presented to you, and however the moment looks to you, it's there for you. It's there to serve you. Even the stuff that people say, bad news, wouldn't want it to happen. Even that stuff, in fact, that's when you're going to find a lot of the gems. That's when you find the gold. That's when you find the, it's like finding the jelly in a jelly donut. I really don't like jelly in jelly donut. I don't like jelly donuts. Maybe a tick of jelly with more donut. That was back in the day when I ate donuts. Who knows how I got all of that? Jelly donuts. Wow. Let me get back to the obligation on Valentine's Day. Part of the program, one of the things that I've practiced is not being attached to celebrating a holiday on any particular day, is really letting go of the attachments and the programmed attachments. Does it really make sense that everybody on the same day is supposed to be doing the same things? Anyway, I digress. Last week I was talking about the chatter and letting go of the constant, endless chatter. What I witness is when I first wake up, the ego just starts going, she's up. She's up, let's start chattering, let's start going. And when you separate yourself and you watch how the ego jumps from story to story to story, I mean, I could be thinking about, I don't know, a shopping trip 6 months ago, six months in the past. The ego just jumps, and it never seems to quiet down on its own. It needs attention. It needs fuel. It needs to be fed. And the only way that I found is to start starving it very slowly. Very slowly. So if there's something that I want to say, and is it ego-driven or is it you know, universally driven, you know the difference. It takes a lot of humility. I don't know how I sound, but trust me, this humility, this humbling, my ego humbling, that's more than a notion too. Yes, humility, humbling. Whether I sound like it or not, it is a practice that's not an easy one. But slowly, with time and with patience, not only will you recognize the programming that causes the, quote, suffering, and I'm quoting, suffering, recognizing it, putting a spotlight on it, the self-awareness of it is the work. We talked about it last week, the slit experiment. When the atom is observed, it behaves differently. So the practice is just watch. Watch. Witness. That's all I have for today. But let me go back to the child again. Let me just go back. Because one of the things I'm realizing is just asking universe, take me back to who I was, what I was, what was important, what was the focus before all of the programming. My insight is that this life is a roller coaster. It's up and it's down, and it's up and it's down, it's up and down, up, down. But when you practice choosing and prioritizing contentment, number one, then all of that roller coaster ride, all of that ride that life is, can you imagine? Can you imagine just feeling content regardless of what happens or doesn't? Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. I'm living proof of it. Doesn't matter. Nothing matters but the truth. The truth, which is, I am a human, no, I am a spiritual being, that's the truth, spiritual being, spiritual entity, living a human experience. Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is still being updated, taking a while, but that's okay. Patience, that's another thing, practicing patience. RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram is Reality Spirituality. And until next week, my dear audience, I would like to just let you know that Happiness is a practice skill. Happiness is a practice skill. Contentment is a practice skill. Being at peace is a practice skill. And the skill is practiced with trust, being okay with uncertainty, committing, establishing a relationship with the universe, source, whatever you want to call it, patience, choosing your focus, letting go of what this world says is important. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending with an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca Norrington. Thank you. Signing off. Have a conscious week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality,
it's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good night.